You're the one we've chosen. This isn't some kind of accident. This moment has been put together just for you by those in charge. You weren't just wandering around and stumbled in here. You were appointed by a higher power. God's spirit has drawn you to this message because you're right on the edge of a breakthrough that's beyond natural. The world might call it out of the blue, but heaven calls it destined. You've been through the ringer, the betrayals, the silences, those times that just didn't make any sense at all. But now, the same God who lifted Joseph from the bottom of the jail to the top of the palace is about to do the same for you. This isn't just some pep talk. It's things happening right before your eyes. You're being strategically placed for a divine transfer of wealth, a promotion that covers both your finances and your spirit, a promotion that no person can stop. The struggle you've been through was all part of the plan. The rejections you faced were actually sending you in a new direction. The silence was keeping you safe. And now, the Lord says, I'm bringing you into the place I've set aside for you. Habakkuk 2 verse 3 says that the vision is for a specific time. Even though it might seem like it's taking a while, it will definitely come. You, chosen one, your definitely moment has arrived. Heaven's timing has lined up perfectly with your obedience. Just take a deep breath and receive it now. The palace is calling you. Chosen one, listen closely because this is more than just another message. It's a revelation from God meant to awaken something ancient and incredibly powerful inside you. You didn't just find this word by chance. It wasn't a coincidence. Heaven arranged it all. The Spirit of God has been watching over you, seeing your tears, your confusion, your unwavering endurance. And now, heaven has come to confirm that everything you've been through wasn't punishment. It was preparation. The pit you were in was never meant to be your grave, but your classroom. That time of loss, loneliness, and silence wasn't a detour, but a path designed by God. Just like Joseph, you were put in a place that felt like you'd been abandoned, but it was actually a place of alignment. You weren't buried, you were planted. What felt like darkness was actually God giving your roots time to grow in soil you couldn't see. Before a plant can produce fruit in the light, its roots have to be strengthened underground. Chosen one, I know what it's like to be stuck in that pit season when it seems like every door is slamming shut, when people you love disappear, and when your prayers feel like whispers that barely reach the ceiling. I've been there too. You cry out for a miracle, but all you hear is silence. You start to wonder if heaven has forgotten your name. But I'm here to tell you that heaven hasn't forgotten. Heaven was working behind the scenes the whole time. Every delay was a lesson. Every disappointment was a new direction. Every tear that fell on your pillow became a seed that watered your future. There were nights you cried out, "Why me, God? Why this pain?" But now, heaven is responding because the promise on your life demanded that kind of pressure. You can't have authority in the palace without being humble in the pit. You can't walk in divine wealth until you've learned to depend on divine provision. God had to strip you of everything that wasn't rooted in Him: pride, fear, false security, people-pleasing, so that when He lifted you up, you would stand unshakable. You thought you were being delayed, but you were being developed. You thought you were being forgotten, but you were being fortified. What you saw as rejection, God called redirection. Every person who left you, every friend who ghosted you, every promise that crumbled, none of it was wasted. Heaven used subtraction to make room for multiplication. You prayed for elevation, but elevation always requires separation. Not everyone was meant to see your next level. And I know it hurts when people you trusted suddenly change their tune, when loyalty turns to silence, when support turns to envy. But listen to this. Their betrayal was your release notice. Their departure made space for your divine appointment. Some people were only assigned to your wilderness, not your promised land. Let them go in peace. Just as Joseph's brothers threw him into the pit, thinking they had ended his story, there were people who counted you out too. But what they didn't realize was that throwing you down only positioned you for greater elevation. What they intended for harm, heaven recalibrated for good. Chosen one, God hid you in that pit season not to punish you, but to purify you. The silence refined your voice. The struggle refined your spirit. The losses refined your loyalty. And through every crushing moment, your anointing began to activate. You learned how to pray from your scars. You learned that true faith isn't about being loud. It's about being consistent. It's the kind of faith that stands tall even when no one is watching. Now, heaven is saying that your training season is complete. Your roots are deep enough. The soil has done its work. You are about to emerge from that pit, not as a victim, but as a vessel. Every tear, every lonely night, every battle that no one saw, it all became divine currency for the palace you are about to step into. And when people see your glow, your stability, your supernatural peace, they'll think it happened overnight. But you'll know the truth. You were built in silence. You were developed in darkness. You were refined in the fire. The pit didn't break you. It built you. Chosen one, lift your head. You are about to emerge. The soil that once covered you is now breaking open because heaven is ready to reveal what it planted. You are walking out of your hidden season, carrying the fragrance of purpose and the oil of endurance. The crushing was never meant to destroy you. It was heaven's way of declaring, "This one is ready." Chosen one, betrayal was the breaking that birthed your blessing. It wasn't random. It wasn't cruel. It was the holy instrument heaven used to disconnect you from anything that couldn't carry you into your destiny. Every knife that pierced your back became a key that unlocked your next level. Every fake smile, every secret whisper, every person who left when you needed them most, they weren't ending your story. They were escorting you into it. They meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. The betrayal didn't bury you. It revealed you. What they couldn't see was that you were carrying something too divine to die in their hands. God allowed it because comfort could never cut the cords that needed to be broken. Sometimes the only way God can separate you from small thinking, small circles, and small faith is by allowing you to be disappointed by the very people you depended on. Chosen one, don't mourn who left. Don't dwell on what they said. Their departure was divine release. You asked for elevation, but elevation always demands separation. God could not raise you up while you were still tied to people who didn't believe in what he placed inside you. The ones who betrayed you were just revealing that their loyalty expired when your anointing intensified. It's not rejection. It's revelation. I remember my own moment of betrayal when the people I prayed for became the people who mocked me. It hurt deeply. I couldn't understand why God would let me be surrounded by those who pretended to care. But that pain pushed me into prayer, and that prayer pushed me into purpose. I learned that betrayal isn't proof that God left you. It's proof that he's closer than ever. It's the fire he uses to separate gold from gravel, purity from pretense, divine destiny from distraction. Chosen one, every tear you cried after they walked away became a seed in God's garden. Every heartbreak became a lesson in discernment. You learned to hear tone, not just words. You learned to recognize energy, not just appearance. You learned to value peace over proximity. You realized that true love doesn't always come with applause. Sometimes, it comes with absence. So instead of asking, "Why did they leave?" start thanking God that they couldn't stay. They were attached to your potential, not your purpose. They could celebrate your weakness, but not your strength. And the moment you began to heal, their assignment ended. Their silence gave birth to your sound. Hear me clearly, anointed one. The people who betrayed you were not powerful enough to block your destiny. They were participants in it. God used their rejection as redirection. Their lies built the bridge to your truth. Their absence made room for God's presence. You had to lose counterfeit loyalty to find divine alignment. Now, heaven is saying that the pain has done its job. You no longer carry bitterness, only clarity. You no longer crave revenge, only restoration. The knife they left in your back has been melted into a crown upon your head. What once broke you now beautifies you. What once silenced you now strengthens you, chosen one. The betrayal was your promotion exam and you passed it. You didn't retaliate. You didn't curse the process. You prayed. You persevered. You purified your heart when it would have been easier to harden it. That's why you're ready for what's next. The palace is not for the proud. It's for the purified. So, lift your eyes, forgive freely, and walk forward without apology. The pit taught you endurance. The betrayal taught you discernment. And together, They prepared you for divine favor that no man can take credit for. Chosen One, after the pit and the betrayal came the prison. That long, quiet season when it felt like heaven had gone silent. You prayed. You believed you did everything right. And yet, nothing seemed to move. Every door stayed closed. Every opportunity seemed to slip through your hands. But what you didn't realize is that the prison wasn't punishment. It was protection. God wasn't ignoring you. He was insulating you. The prison season is the space between the prophecy and the palace. It's where faith grows roots. It's where pride dies. It's where your heart is tested in silence. Joseph experienced it, and so did you. In that place, you learned how to serve, even when no one applauded. You learned how to stay faithful when it looked like nothing was changing. You learned how to stand tall when every reason to hope seemed gone. Chosen One, the prison taught you to worship without witnesses. It showed you that integrity is doing what's right when nobody is watching. It taught you to be still and know that God is God, even when your emotions screamed otherwise. You see, faith that only works in the spotlight isn't faith. It's performance. But faith that survives the silence becomes power. I've lived that silence. I've walked through days that felt endless, where I woke up feeling forgotten and went to sleep feeling invisible. But that's when heaven whispered, "I'm still here." That whisper taught me that when God seems quiet, He's working the most. The walls that confined me were building the strength I would one day need to carry influence. The delay that felt unbearable was shaping discipline. Chosen One, the prison is where God teaches you stewardship before success. You are learning how to manage what's not yours yet so that when He hands you authority, you won't abuse it. It's where you learn that waiting doesn't mean wasting. Heaven watches how you handle stillness. Do you complain or continue? Do you quit or cultivate? God saw you remain consistent even when no one clapped. Don't mistake divine silence for divine absence. He's been in every detail, protecting your name, redirecting your path, and maturing your spirit. You were being refined, not rejected. The furnace of patience has purified your intentions. The quiet season stripped away your need for validation. You no longer crave recognition because you finally learned that being remembered by God is better than being noticed by people. Chosen One, you're not behind schedule. You're being built for sustainability. Quick success fades, but prepared purpose lasts. You've learned to interpret dreams, like Joseph did, not just for yourself, but for others. And because you remained faithful in confinement, heaven can now trust you with command. Your obedience in private has positioned you for public favor. Every no that disappointed you was really a not yet. And now the yet is approaching. You're emerging wiser, stronger, and spiritually wealthier than before. The prison was your final rehearsal before release. Heaven wanted to make sure your heart was soft enough to handle power and humble enough to carry blessing. Now the test is complete. The walls that held you are about to open like gates. The same place that felt like confinement will soon become your confirmation. Chosen One, your faith has passed the fire. You are ready for the unveiling. Chosen One, the divine turnaround isn't coming. It's already unfolding. Heaven has issued your release order. The pain that once felt like punishment is now revealing its purpose. Every delay that exhausted you was actually divine design. You are standing at the threshold of the same kind of moment Joseph experienced. A single call, a sudden shift, a supernatural elevation that changes everything. One moment he was a prisoner and the next he was prime minister. That's how fast God moves when preparation meets divine timing. The season that humbled you is now turning into the season that honors you. The same people who dismissed you will soon ask how you did it. The same doors that denied you will open with ease. Not because you forced them, but because heaven commanded them. Chosen One, God is about to turn your private tears into public triumph. The nights you cried in silence were not wasted. They were prophetic investments. Heaven counted every one. Divine remembrance doesn't operate like human memory. It works on appointed time. And the appointed time has arrived. Someone, somewhere, is about to remember your name, your work, your integrity, your heart. One conversation, one divine connection, will shift what years of effort couldn't move. I know what it feels like to stand on the edge of breakthrough and still fear disappointment. I remember the moment I almost gave up, thinking maybe the promise wasn't for me. But God whispered, "Stay faithful one more day," and that one day changed everything. I woke up the same person, but heaven decided it was time for me to be seen. That's how your story will turn. Quietly, suddenly, supernaturally. The tables are turning, chosen one. Where you once begged for a chance, now opportunities will chase you. Where you once felt invisible, now favor will make you undeniable. The same ones who overlooked your worth will have to acknowledge your anointing. They'll realize what heaven already knew, that you were chosen before they ever had the chance to approve you. The divine economy doesn't need human permission. You are being promoted by grace, not by credentials. What's happening to you now can't be explained by logic. It's spiritual. You won't have to manipulate outcomes or beg for seats at tables. God is building your own table, one that carries legacy, abundance, and divine authority. What devastated you will now elevate you. What broke you will now bless you. The rejection you endured was really redirection. Every closed door protected you from premature exposure. Every no saved you from environments that couldn't hold your calling. You were not delayed. You were being refined for distinction. And when this shift manifests, remember this. It's not just about elevation. It's about mission. You're not being promoted to impress the world. You're being positioned to impact it. You'll speak, and broken hearts will heal. You'll stand, and others will rise. You'll give, and others will live. You are stepping into a realm of divine stewardship, not status. Chosen one, heaven is saying your wait was not in vain. The divine turnaround has begun, and it carries your name. The favor is not random. It's righteous. You were faithful in obscurity, and now God is rewarding you openly. What took years to build in silence will be revealed in a single divine moment. Get ready. Your overnight elevation is already in motion. Chosen one, what's coming next will not just change your life. It will confirm everything God ever whispered to your spirit. The world will see the evidence, but heaven already saw the endurance. You've walked through storms that others didn't survive. You've been pressed, pruned, and purified until your heart could carry the weight of what's about to be placed in your hands. And now God is saying your character has qualified you for the palace. This elevation is not about fame, but about faithfulness. Heaven doesn't promote the loudest. It promotes the loyal. It doesn't choose the most gifted. It chooses the most grounded. The palace is not a prize. It's a platform. And God couldn't trust you with it until he saw that your motives had been refined in the fire. You've learned that success without surrender becomes corruption, but success with humility becomes kingdom influence. Chosen one, you are stepping into a realm where your presence shifts atmospheres. The peace you carry will silence chaos. The wisdom you've gained through pain will now speak louder than your wounds. I know it took years. I know it cost friendships, time, even pieces of yourself you thought you'd never get back. But every loss was an investment. Every heartbreak was holy sandpaper, shaping you into someone heaven could rely on. While others chased recognition, you chased righteousness. While they sought attention, you sought alignment. You stayed true when compromise called your name. You walked away from shortcuts because your spirit knew there's no elevator to destiny, only a staircase built through obedience. Every step you climbed in secret has prepared you for the visibility that's coming, and chosen one, God saw it all. Every late-night prayer, every moment you forgave when you wanted revenge, every seed you sowed when you barely had enough to survive, that's why heaven can trust you with overflow now, because your hands stayed clean. You didn't use manipulation to rise. You used faith to endure. You see, Joseph wasn't elevated because he could dream. He was elevated because he could manage disappointment with dignity. That's what God saw in you. You didn't let bitterness consume you. You didn't let rejection redefine you. You kept believing even when belief hurt, and that posture of purity became your greatest qualification. Chosen one, don't mistake this promotion as a reward for suffering. See it as a responsibility. The palace requires maturity. The crown is not decoration. It's declaration. It announces to the world that you've been chosen to lead, to heal, to restore, to build. You've graduated from waiting for miracles to becoming one. People will encounter God's grace just by encountering you. This is divine trust. God can now place you where influence meets purpose because he knows your heart won't be corrupted by applause. You've mastered serving before leading, giving before receiving, humility before honor. The foundation has been tested and it is firm. Chosen one, your season of hiding is over. The promotion you're stepping into is not temporary. It's transformational. Heaven is about to showcase what patience and purity can produce. You're not just entering the palace. You're carrying heaven's blueprint into it. Walk with reverence. Speak with wisdom. You are the proof that God's timing is perfect and his promises are sure. Chosen one, the season of obscurity is over. What once felt like silence was divine strategy. God didn't hide you because you weren't ready. He hid you because the world wasn't. You were divine camouflage, a mystery in plain sight, protected while heaven perfected what would soon be revealed. Every invisible year was an incubation year. Every overlooked moment was a layer of divine preparation. And now the appointed time has come. Divine recognition is about to find you. You won't need to chase it. You won't need to announce yourself. You won't need to explain your worth. Heaven is already doing that on your behalf. Your name is being spoken in rooms you've never entered. Your story is being remembered by people you didn't even know were watching. You have become heaven's headline, and the world is about to take notice. Chosen one, what took years in private will manifest in a moment of favor. Just like Joseph, one divine instruction shifted his entire destiny. That same grace rests upon you now. A divine remembrance is unfolding. The kind where people suddenly recall your faithfulness, your kindness, your consistency. They'll say, "I don't know why, but I feel led to help them." That's not coincidence. That's providence. I remember a time when I felt invisible, showing up, giving my all, wondering if it even mattered. And then, in an instant, a door opened that I didn't even knock on. A connection came that I didn't pursue. That's what happens when heaven decides it's time. When the divine clock strikes, no human hand can delay what's been decreed. Chosen one, understand this. Divine recognition is not vanity. It's validation. It's heaven's public confirmation that you passed the private tests. You stayed when others quit. You forgave when others cursed. You built when no one believed. You stood in truth when lies surrounded you. That's why God is now saying, "This one I can trust." You are not being elevated for applause, but for assignment. The spotlight is not for fame. It's for function. You're not being lifted to be worshipped. You're being positioned to lead. Joseph used his palace position to feed nations, not to flaunt his favor. That's your blueprint. You're being called to use your influence to preserve, to empower, to heal. Chosen one, you are stepping into a season where your voice will carry weight. Words that once fell to the ground will now shift atmospheres. Your story will become a sermon. Your scars will become credentials. People will come to you for wisdom, not because of your title, but because of your truth. They'll see the authority in your walk, the peace in your eyes, and they'll know it's not self-made. It's God-sent. You've been overlooked long enough. Heaven's light is now turning in your direction. What was hidden is being unveiled. What was quiet is being amplified. You won't have to compete. Your calling will command attention. And when it happens, stay anchored. Visibility is stewardship, not celebration. Chosen one, you've reached the point where heaven's yes overrides every earthly no. Invitations will arrive suddenly. Doors will open supernaturally. Platforms will find you unexpectedly. But this time, you'll walk through them with humility, remembering the pit that shaped you, the prison that taught you, and the promise that carried you. You are not just rising. You are being revealed. Heaven is introducing you to the world. Chosen one, this is your Joseph moment. The divine unveiling where every hidden seed begins to bloom at once. You've reached the intersection where pain meets purpose, where trials turn into thrones, and where the crushing finally reveals the crown. The years of pruning were not punishment. They were promotion in disguise. You are not just coming out of the pit. You are coming out with power. Heaven is declaring it's your time. You're stepping into the palace season not as the same person who cried, begged, and waited, but as the refined vessel who now carries wisdom, authority, and grace. The same hands that, you are special. You didn't just get here by accident. Higher powers planned all of this for you. It wasn't chance or just plain curiosity that brought you here. It was meant to be. God's spirit has pulled you towards this message because you're about to have a breakthrough that's beyond what you can imagine. The world might call it a sudden miracle, but heaven calls it ordained. You've been dragged through the mud, experienced betrayals, and endured long periods of silence, times that just didn't seem to make any sense. But now, the same God who raised Joseph up from a prison cell to a royal palace is getting ready to do the same thing for you. This isn't just a motivational speech. It's about things actually happening. You are being strategically positioned for a huge blessing, a promotion that will improve both your finances and your spirit, a promotion that no human being can stop. The difficulties you faced were all part of the process. The rejections you experienced were simply redirecting you. The silence was there to protect you. And now, the Lord says, I am bringing you into the very place I've prepared for you. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3, tells us that the vision is for a specific time. Even if it seems delayed, it will definitely come to pass. You, the chosen one, your definitely moment has finally arrived. Heaven's perfect timing has synced up with your faithfulness. Just breathe it in. Receive it right now. The palace is waiting for you. Chosen one, listen very carefully because this is more than just another ordinary message. It's a divine revelation, designed to unlock something ancient and incredibly powerful within you. You didn't just stumble upon these words. It wasn't a coincidence at all. Heaven carefully orchestrated everything. The Spirit of God has been watching over you, seeing your tears, your confusion, your unwavering determination. And now, heaven has arrived to confirm that everything you've been through wasn't a punishment. It was a preparation. The pit you were trapped in was never meant to be your final resting place, but rather your learning environment. That period of loss, loneliness, and agonizing silence wasn't a detour. It was a divinely designed path. Just like Joseph, you were seemingly placed in a situation where you felt abandoned, but it was actually a strategic alignment. You weren't buried, you were planted. What felt like utter darkness was actually God giving your roots the time to grow deep in unseen soil. Before a plant can bear fruit in the light, its root system must first be fortified beneath the surface. Chosen one, I understand what it's like to be stuck in that pit season when it feels like every door is slamming shut in your face, when people you once held dear simply vanish from your life, and when your desperate prayers feel like faint whispers that barely reach the ceiling. I've been there myself. You cry out for a miracle, but all you hear is silence. You begin to question whether heaven has somehow forgotten your name. But I'm here to reassure you that heaven has not forgotten you. Heaven has been diligently working behind the scenes the entire time. Each and every delay was a valuable lesson. Every single disappointment served as a new direction. And every tear that streamed down your face and landed on your pillow became a seed, watering your future harvest. There were countless nights when you cried out in anguish, "Why me, God? Why this relentless pain?" But now, heaven is responding because the promise on your life demanded precisely that kind of intense pressure. You cannot wield palace authority without first experiencing the humility of the pit. You cannot walk in divine wealth until you have learned to fully rely on divine provision. God had to strip you of everything that wasn't firmly rooted in Him, your pride, your fears, your false sense of security, your tendency to be a people pleaser, so that when He finally lifted you up, you would stand unshakable and unyielding. You believed you were simply being delayed, but in reality you were being developed. You thought you were being forgotten, but you were actually being fortified. What you perceived as blatant rejection, God lovingly referred to as redirection. Every person who walked out of your life, every friend who inexplicably ghosted you, every cherished promise that crumbled into dust, none of it was wasted. Heaven strategically used subtraction to create abundant room for multiplication. You fervently prayed for elevation, but elevation always requires separation. Not everyone is destined to witness your next level of success and achievement. And I know how deeply it hurts when people you trusted with all your heart suddenly change their tune. When unwavering loyalty transforms into cold silence. When steadfast support morphs into bitter envy. But hear this truth. Their act of betrayal was actually your official release notice. Their departure ultimately cleared the path for your divine appointment. Some people were only ever assigned to your arduous wilderness journey, not to your ultimate promised land. Let them go in peace, without any bitterness or resentment. Just as Joseph's brothers callously threw him into that dark pit, mistakenly believing they had successfully ended his story, there have undoubtedly been people in your life who prematurely counted you out as well. But what they failed to realize was that throwing you down would only position you for even greater elevation. What they intentionally meant for your harm, heaven meticulously recalibrated for your ultimate good. Chosen one, God deliberately hid you in that seemingly endless pit season, not to punish you, but to purify you from the inside out. The stifling silence actually refined your voice, making it stronger and more resonant than ever before. The arduous struggle refined your spirit, forging within you an unyielding resilience. And the painful losses refined your loyalty, teaching you where to place your trust. And through every heart-wrenching moment, your anointing began to fully activate, preparing you for what was to come. You learned how to pray from the depths of your scars, finding strength in your vulnerability. You learned that true faith isn't about being outwardly loud and boisterous. It's about being consistently faithful, even when no one else is watching. It's the unwavering kind of faith that stands tall and unyielding, even when absolutely no one is around to witness it. Now, heaven is declaring that your long and arduous training season is finally complete. Your roots have grown deep and strong. The soil has served its purpose. You are about to emerge from that pit, not as a defeated victim, but as a powerful vessel, ready to be filled with divine purpose. Every single tear you've shed, every lonely night you've endured, every unseen battle you've fought, it has all become divine currency for the glorious palace you are now about to step into. And when people witness your radiant glow, your unwavering stability, your supernatural peace that defies all understanding, they will mistakenly assume that it all happened overnight, without any effort on your part. But you will know the truth. You were meticulously built in silence, away from the prying eyes of the world. You were painstakingly developed in darkness, where only God could see your growth. You were refined in the fiery furnace of affliction, until all that remained was pure gold. The pit did not break you. It skillfully built you into the masterpiece you are today. Chosen one, lift your head high. You are on the verge of emerging. The soil that once covered you is now splitting open, because heaven is finally ready to reveal what it carefully planted within you. You are triumphantly walking out of your hidden season, carrying with you the irresistible fragrance of purpose and the precious oil of unwavering endurance. The crushing was never intended to destroy you. It was merely heaven's way of declaring, "This one is finally ready." Chosen one, the betrayal you experienced was the necessary breaking that birthed your blessing. It wasn't random or cruel. It was the holy instrument heaven used to lovingly disconnect you from anything that couldn't possibly carry you into your ultimate destiny. Every knife that pierced your back became a key that unlocked your next level of success and fulfillment. Every fake smile, every secret whisper, every person who abandoned you when you needed them most, they weren't ending your story. They were unknowingly escorting you right into it. They meant it for evil, but God, in His infinite wisdom, meant it for your ultimate good. The betrayal didn't bury you. It courageously revealed you for who you truly are. What they couldn't possibly see was that you were carrying something far too divine to die in their unworthy hands. God allowed it to happen because comfort can never cut the cords that desperately need to be broken. Sometimes the only way God can effectively separate you from small thinking, small circles, and small faith is by allowing you to be profoundly disappointed by the very people you depended on the most. Chosen one, don't mourn the people who walked out of your life. Don't waste your energy replaying the hurtful things they said. Their departure was a divine release, freeing you to pursue your true calling. You earnestly asked for elevation, but elevation always demands separation. God could not possibly raise you up while you were still inextricably tied to people who didn't genuinely believe in the extraordinary gifts he placed inside of you. The ones who betrayed you were simply revealing that their limited loyalty expired the moment your anointing began to intensify. It's not rejection. It's divine revelation. I vividly remember my own painful moment of betrayal when the very people I had faithfully prayed for turned around and mocked me relentlessly. It hurt me deeply. I couldn't understand why God would allow me to be surrounded by those who merely pretended to care, all the while harboring secret animosity. But that excruciating pain ultimately pushed me into fervent prayer, and that prayer propelled me into my true purpose. I learned that betrayal isn't proof that God has abandoned you. It's proof that he is closer than ever before, guiding your every step. It's the purifying fire he uses to separate the precious gold from the worthless gravel, the genuine purity from the deceitful pretense, and the divine destiny from the tempting distraction. Chosen One, every single tear you cried after they walked away became a valuable seed in God's flourishing garden. Every agonizing heartbreak became a profound lesson in discernment, sharpening your intuition. You learned to hear the underlying tone, not just the superficial words. You learned to recognize the true energy, not just the deceptive appearance. You learned to prioritize inner peace over fleeting proximity. You realize that true love doesn't always come with thunderous applause and public accolades. Sometimes, it manifests as a quiet, yet powerful absence. So instead of continuously asking, "Why did they leave me?" start wholeheartedly thanking God that they simply couldn't stay. They were merely attached to your potential, not your true purpose. They could comfortably celebrate your moments of weakness, but they couldn't handle your burgeoning strength. And the moment you began to heal and rise above the pain, their assignment in your life came to an abrupt end. Their deafening silence gave birth to your resounding sound, allowing your voice to finally be heard. "Hear me clearly, Anointed One. The people who betrayed you were never powerful enough to block your divine destiny. They were simply participants in it, unwittingly playing their part. God brilliantly used their rejection as your ultimate redirection, setting you on the right path. Their malicious lies built the sturdy bridge to your unshakable truth. Their unexpected absence made abundant room for God's overwhelming presence. You had to courageously lose that counterfeit loyalty in order to find your divine alignment. Now, heaven is declaring that the agonizing pain has finally served its purpose. You no longer carry the heavy burden of bitterness, only the crystal clarity of understanding. You no longer crave petty revenge, only the complete restoration of your soul. The sharp knife they callously left in your back has been miraculously melted into a beautiful crown upon your head, symbolizing your victory. What once broke you into a million pieces now magnificently beautifies you, enhancing your inner radiance. What once effectively silenced you now powerfully strengthens you, Chosen One, giving you the courage to speak your truth. The betrayal you endured was your ultimate promotion exam, and you passed it with flying colors. You didn't retaliate in anger. You didn't curse the painful process. You relentlessly prayed for guidance. You persevered with unwavering faith. You purified your heart, even when it would have been far easier to harden it with resentment. That is precisely why you are more than ready for what's next. The palace is not reserved for the proud and arrogant. It's specifically designed for the purified and humble. So, lift your eyes towards the heavens, forgive freely from your heart, and walk forward without any apology or regret. The pit skillfully taught you endurance, forging within you an unyielding spirit. The betrayal compassionately taught you discernment, sharpening your intuition. And together, they perfectly prepared you for the abundant divine favor that no mere man can ever take credit for. Chosen One, after the grueling pit and the agonizing betrayal came the seemingly endless prison. That long, quiet season when it felt as though heaven had completely gone silent, abandoning you in your time of need. You fervently prayed. You genuinely believed you were doing everything right, following God's guidance. And yet, frustratingly, nothing seemed to move forward. Every single door remained firmly closed in your face. Every exciting opportunity seemed to slip right through your weary hands, leaving you empty and discouraged. But what you didn't realize at the time is that the prison wasn't a cruel punishment. It was actually a loving protection, carefully shielding you from unforeseen harm. God wasn't ignoring you. He was diligently insulating you, preparing you for what was to come. The seemingly desolate prison season is actually the sacred space that exists between the powerful prophecy and the magnificent palace. It's where unwavering faith grows deep and strong roots, anchoring you to the truth. It's where destructive pride ultimately dies, making room for humility and grace. It's where your heart is tested in the crucible of deafening silence, revealing your true character. Joseph experienced it, and so have you. In that seemingly barren place, you learned how to wholeheartedly serve others, even when no one was around to applaud your efforts or acknowledge your sacrifices. You learned how to remain faithful, even when it looked as though absolutely nothing was changing around you. You learned how to stand tall and unyielding, even when every logical reason to hope had seemingly vanished into thin air. Chosen One, the prison skillfully taught you. Those who once trembled in weakness are now being anointed for leadership. The heart that once bled from betrayal now beats with a divine compassion. What you went through didn't disqualify you. It trained you to carry the anointing you now possess. Chosen One, the elevation you're stepping into is supernatural. You didn't charm your way into this position through networking. It was your obedience that paved the path here. You didn't claw and fight for this. Rather, your willingness to surrender positioned you perfectly for it. You didn't manipulate situations to force certain outcomes. You cultivated the virtue of patience. And because you deliberately chose to follow the less traveled path, heaven is now amplifying your influence and expanding your reach exponentially. The very ground that seemed to actively push you away in the past is now responding favorably and receptively to your presence. This newfound level of authority you possess isn't about elevated status or prestige. It's about responsible stewardship. God is entrusting you with influence that has the power to multiply your impact on the world. You'll enter rooms and naturally bring order and clarity, sometimes without even saying a word. You'll radiate a sense of peace so profound that it will effortlessly silence confusion and quell anxieties. You'll speak words that possess the ability to mend broken hearts and rekindle lost faith. People will genuinely sense the presence of God when they come into contact with you, because you've become a living, breathing testament to divine transformation and reversal of fortune. I can still vividly recall the day I had the profound realization that the very pit I had been trapped in had ultimately shaped me into the person I am today. Looking back, I gained clarity on how every closed door had actually taught me strategic thinking and resourcefulness. I saw how every act of betrayal had served as training to sharpen my discernment and judgment, and how every season of lack and scarcity had ultimately cultivated within me a spirit of generosity. That's when I truly understood that the palace isn't merely a reward for past suffering. It's a solemn responsibility, a sacred trust. And that's precisely where you find yourself right now, at this pivotal juncture. You've officially graduated from simply surviving to wholeheartedly serving, from passively waiting to actively walking in purpose, from merely hoping to confidently holding the promise. Chosen One, you now carry a generational anointing, a sacred inheritance. The trials and tribulations you've bravely endured have shattered curses that have haunted your family line for generations. You are the one who has the power to rewrite the narrative of your lineage and usher in a new era of blessing. You'll secure funding for dreams that your ancestors could only dare to imagine in their wildest fantasies. You'll construct the very things they fervently prayed for but never had the opportunity to witness with their own eyes. The palace you're about to enter isn't exclusively yours. It belongs to them as well. You are their answered prayer, walking on this earth in human form, a tangible manifestation of their deepest hopes. But always keep this fundamental truth in mind. With great authority comes equally great accountability. Don't let the allure of the crown make you forget the sacrifice of the cross. Remain humble. Stay firmly anchored in faith. Seek refuge in the presence of God, even when you're standing in the spotlight before the world. The palace isn't the ultimate destination. It's merely the launching pad for your greater assignment, the grander purpose you've been called to fulfill. You're not being elevated to boast or revel in your own accomplishments. but to build up others and contribute to the kingdom. Walk with the dignity and grace of royalty. Speak with the conviction and authority of destiny. Move with the unwavering confidence of someone heaven has crowned. You aren't stepping into favor. Favor is actively stepping into you, surrounding you on every side. Every step you take from this moment forward will be infused with divine acceleration. Miracles will become commonplace, following your every move. When you enter a place, the entire atmosphere will shift, responding to the anointing you carry. Chosen One, your story is now the irrefutable evidence, the undeniable proof. The tables have definitively turned. The heavens are wide open, showering blessings upon you, and your rise to prominence is irreversible. This is your season of visible victory, undeniable favor, and unshakable peace. Heaven itself is celebrating your emergence, and the earth is poised to echo that celebration. Chosen One, the final shift is officially here. The silence, the struggle, the seemingly endless hidden years, they've all converged to culminate in this divine moment of manifestation. What once felt like an eternity of waiting has now been transformed into divine acceleration, a rapid unfolding of God's plans. Every prophecy spoken over you, every vision you've held onto, every whispered promise you've clung to is beginning to materialize before your very eyes. You've officially entered the era of answered prayers, fulfilled promises, and undeniable favor. The same God who lifted Joseph from the depths of the dungeon to the heights of the throne is raising you up right now. This isn't some fantastical dream. It's the fulfillment of your destiny. You are walking into rooms you never formally applied for, effortlessly holding the keys to success and influence. You didn't have to beg or plead for favor. It's simply being bestowed upon you. You didn't have to chase after opportunities. They are actively seeking you out. Everything that once opposed you is now aligning to assist you in fulfilling your purpose. The tables have dramatically turned because heaven itself has spoken your name in the courts of divine authority, decreeing your elevation. When heaven decrees elevation, no human force can hinder or delay it. You are no longer striving and struggling. You are flowing effortlessly in the current of God's grace, Chosen One. You are carrying a new mantle of authority and influence. Now, this isn't just about personal promotion or advancement. It's about generational activation, unlocking blessings for generations to come. Your obedience has flung open the gates of opportunity for those connected to your bloodline. Where there was once lack and scarcity, there will now be a lasting legacy of abundance. Where there was once silence and oppression, there will now be songs of thanksgiving and praise. The anointing that rests upon you isn't ordinary. It's covenantal, a sacred agreement with God. You are walking as a living, breathing promise, tangible proof that God never wastes pain. Every tear you shed in obscurity became valuable currency in heaven. Every night you remained faithful, even while others mocked your hope, was an offering that built the very foundation for this moment. You've been rigorously tested by delay, refined by rejection, and forged in the crucible of isolation. And now, God declares, you're ready. The pit taught you how to endure hardship. The prison taught you how to maintain unwavering belief. And the palace will teach you how to lead with wisdom and integrity. I've personally witnessed this pattern unfold in my own life, the waiting, the wondering, the weariness. But every time I felt like it was all over, God whispered, I'm not done yet. And each time he revealed a deeper layer of purpose, I realized that the promise was never solely about personal comfort or ease. It was about fulfilling a divine calling. The same holds true for you. This elevation isn't about indulging in luxury. It's about building a legacy that will impact generations. You've been meticulously prepared to steward abundance with wisdom and wield authority with humility. Chosen One, from this day forward, your very presence will speak volumes, even before you utter a single word. Doors will swing open at the mere sound of your obedience. Provision will meet you at the exact pace of your purpose. What used to take years to accomplish will now happen in mere moments. The acceleration you're about to experience isn't a matter of luck or chance. It's the divine repayment of everything you've endured with unwavering grace. And as you step into this next chapter, always remember that you are not entering as the broken one who wept in the pit, but as the crowned one who carries heaven's blueprint for the future. Your steps are now divinely orchestrated. Miracles will move at your command because you are walking in perfect alignment with the Master. You will heal nations with your story, uplift generations with your generosity, and build legacies with your love. Chosen One, heaven is crowning you in this very hour, bestowing upon you divine favor and authority. The wilderness has served its intended purpose. The warfare has come to an end. You are stepping fully into the promise God has for you. Rise, Anointed One. The throne is ready and waiting. The oil of anointing is flowing freely, and the palace doors are wide open to receive you. Chosen One, lift up your spirit and be encouraged. The shift is already taking place. Heaven has opened its books concerning your life, and the divine transfer of blessings is already underway. You are standing in your Kairos moment, that divinely appointed hour where prophecy becomes reality. The pit refined you, the prison prepared you, and now the palace eagerly awaits you. Walk with unwavering gratitude, move with divine authority, and rest in the confident assurance that what God has begun in you, He will undoubtedly complete. If this word resonates deeply within your spirit, affirm it in the comments and share it with others, spreading the encouragement. Your elevation has already begun. Step boldly and confidently into your promised place. Those who were once weak and trembling are now being specially chosen and prepared to lead. The very heart that was once broken by betrayal now pulses with an extraordinary, God-given empathy. Don't ever think that the tough times you've been through somehow make you unfit. On the contrary, they were precisely what you needed to get ready to carry the power and influence you now have. You are a chosen one, and the amazing things you're about to experience are beyond the natural. You didn't sweet-talk or cleverly network your way into this position. It was your faithfulness and obedience that cleared the path for you. You didn't have to fight tooth and nail for this. It was your willingness to yield and surrender to God's plan that placed you exactly where you needed to be. You didn't scheme or try to force things to happen. You nurtured the valuable trait of patience. And because you intentionally chose the road less traveled, heaven is now making your influence stronger and expanding your reach in ways you can't even imagine. That very ground that seemed to reject you in the past is now responding positively and welcoming you with open arms. This new level of power and influence you have isn't about having a fancy title or being admired. It's about being a responsible steward of what you've been given. God is entrusting you with influence that will have a ripple effect, multiplying your impact on the world. When you walk into a room, you'll naturally bring order and clarity, sometimes without even saying a single word. You'll radiate a sense of peace so profound that it will effortlessly calm confusion and quiet anxieties. The words you speak will have the power to heal broken hearts and reignite lost faith. People will truly sense God's presence when they're around you because you have become a living, breathing example of how God can transform a person and turn their situation around. I can still clearly remember the day it hit me that the very pit I had been stuck in was what ultimately shaped me into the person I am today. Looking back, I realized that every closed door had actually taught me to think strategically and be resourceful. I saw that every betrayal had been training to sharpen my ability to see through things and make good judgments, and that every season of lack and hardship had grown a spirit of generosity within me. That's when it clicked. The palace isn't just a reward for suffering. It's a serious responsibility, a sacred trust. And that's exactly where you are right now at this crucial moment. You've officially graduated from just trying to survive to wholeheartedly serving others, from passively waiting to actively living out your purpose, from simply hoping to confidently holding on to the promise. Chosen One, you now carry a blessing that extends to generations, a sacred inheritance. The trials and hardships you've bravely faced have broken curses that have plagued your family line for years. You are the one who has the power to rewrite your family's story and bring in a new era of blessings. You'll secure the funding for dreams that your ancestors could only imagine in their wildest dreams. You'll build the very things they prayed for but never got to see. The palace you're about to enter isn't just for you. It's for them too. You are their answered prayer, walking on this earth, a real-life example of their deepest hopes coming true. But always remember this key truth. With great power comes great responsibility. Don't let the allure of fame and success make you forget the sacrifice that was made for you. Stay humble. Keep your faith strong. Seek refuge in God's presence, even when you're standing in the spotlight for the whole world to see. The palace isn't the end goal. It's just the starting point for your bigger mission, the greater purpose you've been called to. You're not being elevated to brag or show off your accomplishments, but to build up others and contribute to God's kingdom. Carry yourself with the dignity and grace of someone who's been chosen. Speak with the confidence and authority that comes from knowing your destiny. Move with the unwavering assurance of someone heaven has crowned. You're not chasing after favor. Favor is actively pursuing you, surrounding you on all sides. From this moment on, every step you take will be filled with divine acceleration. Miracles will become normal, following you wherever you go. When you walk into a place, the whole atmosphere will change, responding to the power you carry. Chosen One, your story is now the undeniable evidence, the irrefutable proof. The tables have completely turned. Heaven is wide open, pouring out blessings on you, and your rise to prominence is unstoppable. This is your season of clear victory, undeniable favor, and unshakable peace. Heaven itself is celebrating your rise, and the earth is ready to join in the celebration. Chosen One, this is it, the final shift. The silence, the struggles, the years of feeling hidden. They've all come together to lead to this amazing moment of revelation. What felt like forever of waiting has now turned into divine speed, a quick unfolding of God's plans. Every prophecy spoken over you, every vision you've held onto, every quiet promise you've clung to is starting to come to life right before your eyes. You've officially entered the era of prayers answered, promises fulfilled, and undeniable favor. The same God who lifted Joseph from the bottom of the prison to the highest throne is raising you up right now. This isn't just a pipe dream. It's your destiny coming true. You're walking into rooms you never even applied to, effortlessly holding the keys to success and influence. You didn't have to beg for favor. It's simply being given to you. You didn't have to hunt down opportunities. They're actively seeking you out. Everything that once worked against you is now working with you to help you fulfill your purpose. The tables have turned dramatically because heaven itself has spoken your name in the highest courts, declaring that you will be lifted up. When heaven declares promotion, nothing can stop it. You're no longer struggling and striving. You're flowing effortlessly in God's grace, Chosen One. You are carrying a new level of power and influence. Now, this isn't just about you getting ahead. It's about unlocking blessings for generations to come. Your obedience has flung open the doors of opportunity for everyone connected to you. Where there was once lack, there will now be a lasting inheritance of abundance. Where there was once silence and oppression, there will now be songs of thanksgiving and praise. The blessing on you isn't ordinary. It's a covenant, a sacred agreement with God. You are walking as a living promise, real proof that God never wastes pain. Every tear you cried in secret became valuable in heaven's eyes. Every night you stayed faithful, even when others made fun of your hope, was an offering that built the foundation for this moment. You've been tested by delays, refined by rejection, and forged in the fire of isolation. And now, God is saying, you're ready. The pit taught you how to endure. The prison taught you how to keep your faith strong. And the palace will teach you how to lead with wisdom and integrity. I've seen this pattern play out in my own life, the waiting, the wondering, the feeling worn out. But every time I felt like it was over, God would whisper, I'm not finished yet. And every time he revealed a deeper purpose, I realized the promise wasn't just about being comfortable or having an easy life. It was about fulfilling a divine calling. The same is true for you. This elevation isn't about living in luxury. It's about building something that will impact generations. You've been carefully prepared to handle abundance wisely and use power with humility. Chosen One, from this day on, your presence will speak volumes, even before you say a word. Doors will swing open at the sound of your obedience. Everything you need will be provided right when you need it. Things that used to take years will now happen in moments. The acceleration you're about to experience isn't luck. It's God paying you back for everything you've endured with grace. And as you step into this next chapter, remember that you're not entering as the broken person who cried in the pit, but as the crowned one who carries heaven's plan for the future. Your steps are now being guided by God. Miracles will happen at your command because you're perfectly aligned with Him. You will heal nations with your story, uplift generations with your generosity, and build lasting legacies with your love. Chosen One, heaven is crowning you right now, giving you divine favor and power. The wilderness has done its job. The battle is over. You are stepping fully into the promise God has for you. Rise, Anointed One. The throne is ready and waiting. The anointing oil is flowing freely, and the palace doors are wide open to welcome you. Chosen One, lift up your head and be encouraged. The shift is already happening. Heaven has opened the books on your life, and the blessings are already being transferred. You are standing in your Kairos moment, that perfect time when prophecy becomes reality. The pit made you stronger, the prison prepared you, and now the palace is eagerly waiting for you. Walk with gratitude, move with divine power, and rest assured that what God has started in you, He will definitely finish. If this message resonates with you, say Amen in the comments and share it to encourage others. Your elevation has already begun. Step boldly and confidently into the place He has promised you.